Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
All right, welcome back. So I posted something on Facebook yesterday, and it might seem a little controversial. I don't know. Not that I really care all that much, except that I did want to clear something up about it. First, I'm going to play it, and then I'm going to clear something up about it. Just so people know. Why I put it on there. It is first and foremost not an endorsement for this activity, but I did think that I wanted people to look back historically at where we are. You ready? Are you ready, Drew? We ready for this? Why is it not working, Drew? I don't understand. Hang on. There we go. Let's try this one more time. Here we go.
Bomb, 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 Iran. Bomb, 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 Iran. Bomb, 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 Iran.
Bomb,
bomb, bomb, bomb, bomb, Iran. Bomb, 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 Iran. Bomb, 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 Iran. You know my heart is palpitating because I'm annihilating. Bomb, Iran. Bomb, 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 Iran.
All right, there it is. Now, I'm not advocating bombing Iran. The reason that I posted that is that it is from a Miami Herald cartoonist did this back in 2012. And the people on the cartoon singing Bomb Bomb Iran are none other than George W. Bush, George H.W. Bush, and Newt Gingrich. And the dinging you hear in the background is the price of gas going up as they're bombing Iran, right? This was from 2012. But in perspective, the reason I posted it is that I need people to remember that the troubles with Iran date back 45 years, right? Think about that. 1979 is when they did the revolution over the Shah, when they seized those American hostages. They held them for 444 days or however long it was. Ronald Reagan was the first one to face these Ayatollahs. Now, they buckled and they gave up the hostages under Reagan. We still didn't go to war with them. Bush 1 and Bush 2 wanted to, but we still didn't go to war with Iran. Clinton caved on Iran. Obama caved in spectacular fashion on Iran because he ended up giving them the green light to build a nuclear bomb under some weak agreement that said they wouldn't build a nuclear bomb, but they were allowed to continue enriching uranium and constantly thumbing their nose at anybody who asked them about it. I don't even want to talk about Biden. He was asleep the whole time. He had no idea what the hell was going on. And he allowed Iran to continue thumbing its nose at the international community. Now, why am I pointing out all that? Because I trust the current president to handle this judiciously. He doesn't want a ground war. He's been vocal about that for a long time. He was highly critical of us going into Afghanistan and Iraq and all of that years ago. So for the conservatives out there that are doing all of the hand-wringing right now, my comment to you would be, I trust Donald Trump to handle this. He does not want an endless war. But that said, Iran cannot have a nuclear weapon. He's been consistent on this since before he came down the escalator at Trump Tower 10 years ago. You can go back to 2013, 2014 when he was first commenting on this. He didn't want Iran to have a nuclear weapon, and he saw how people like Obama would continue to draw lines in the sand and then back up. When they cross the line, he'd back up and draw another one. You can't, at some point you can't have weak, inconsistent leadership against crazy tyrants like the Ayatollah in Iran. Somebody's got to stand up to him. Somebody's got to do it. Somebody's got to say, this is where we draw the line. Harry Truman is the one that stood up and said, this is where we draw the line. And it certainly was not popular in historically now. As people look back at it, they complain about it. But somebody had to do it. And I trust Donald Trump to make that decision. We're going to be back in just a minute.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.